The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Good afternoon and welcome. This is Lynn Allen Sione of the Orange County Chamber here on WTBQ on Orange Chamber Business Wise on this somewhat chilly, sort of windy day in fall. And today our guests are Jim Forbes, the Executive Director of New Hope Community, and John Thomas, the New Hope Community Agricultural Leader. And it's going to be a very, very good discussion. I'm very excited today that you guys came all the way down from Sullivan County. And we're going to be talking about empowering people and giving people choices and let people determining their own future. So welcome.
It's nice to be here, Lynn. Thanks for inviting us. We're excited.
You are very welcome. I'm very, very excited. Now, you're in Orange County right now, in Warwick, and you're from New Hope, so you're from the Sullivan County area. So not everybody may be familiar with New Hope. So why don't we start with some background?
Well, New Hope was founded back in 1975. And if you recall, in the development of the care of people with intellectual development of disabilities in those days, it was very non-traditional. There was really no focus on opportunity and choice.
No, it was probably warehousing, I think, is probably more of an operative term.
Commonly used as a term, yes. And today we've progressed. New Hope has always been in a model of finding the individuals, helping the individual find their personal GPS, mm-hmm. their gifts, their strength, their personal direction. And we do that, helping them through supports. Their medical supports, clinical supports, residential supports, and social means, community-based activities, and trying to do it in the most dignified setting, recognizing, of course, their own self-direction.
And I think that's very concise because, we were chatting earlier before we went on air about how there's been a bit of a progression. And, now the terms that you use, and again, I'll say it again, I really love the term an internal GPS because that sets our location. But once we know our location, then we can set our destination.
Correct.
And to be able to use that terminology in a service environment of people working with people with disabilities is really a new understanding, and it's a very you use the term empowering, but really relinquishing for the agency, the organization to be relinquishing the control, mm-hmm. and letting other people make that determination. It's probably very empowering, but it's probably also a little scary sometimes, I would think, because you're giving this over, and how do you help people do that? Because you're empowering them, but what is the mechanism that you're able to do that with?
Well, I think, first of all, the agency has always been a focus on self-direction. And the principal ways we do that is by, again, bringing these tools around them with an individual support plan, mm-hmm. that is built towards developing their skills, their interests, mm-hmm. their strengths, their gifts. We always say, if you look at any of our folks who are disabled and see them as disabled, you're missing most of the picture.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most of the picture is really an immense array of gifts and talents. And our job through all of these supportive services is to help bring that out and to help them live a fuller life, a life like ourselves, a life we would like to live.
But, that says so much because you're working with people first as a human being. So initially, and that's the way we all want to be worked with. We want people to look at us and see what our gifts are, what our talents are, and where we can go with that. So to be able to have as your culture to say, here are these people. Here are people we're working with. They're people, and then we work with their gifts, and then we help them to compensate and to fill in the gaps for whatever challenges that they're faced with. That is an amazing thing at any agency level, whether it's or a store level or anything. To be able to approach people on an equal playing field like that, I think is really, really important. And especially with people, dealing with people who have challenges in their lives, whether they're intellectual or physical or, emotional, or they're faced with a crisis in their life. Because not everybody has a perfect life. So to be able to approach people from the person point of view first, I think is really, really important. And that kind of just infuses the rest of the culture of your organization.
Yes, person-centeredness is what we're about.
Well, the other thing, and it says here in my notes, it says enthusiastic, and that's what all of this sounds like.
Absolutely.
Because you communicate that then to, I would think, to you, the people that you work with. You know, that if you're enthusiastic about them, how could they not be but not be enthusiastic? So one of the things when I first came in and we first met, we talked about the agriculture component a little bit. So before we get to that, let's just talk about some of the other services, because I know we're going to be spending a lot of time on the agriculture. So let's talk about some of the actual services that gets to this point.
Sure. Well, there are many. I could go on for hours.
Well,
about
you've only
it,
got an
but
hours.
We're not going to do that. we'll take a few of the key ones. We talk about our DAHAP programs.
Could you just explain what that is? Not everybody's familiar with the parlance.
Well, yes, it's basically made up of several activities. The Living Arts Center, which is where we provide engaging and very personalized programs to the individual, according to their expressed desires. Something that helps them develop along, again, their path. We have a case, I remember just only a few weeks ago, where one of our young individuals came to me and said, "Jim, I'm really, really happy." "And why are you really happy?" "I wrote my first email to my mother the other day."
Aww.
And that came out of one of our activities, which was on computerization and learning the skills that we use today. So to be able to write an email to your mother, I mean... And what did she write back? She said, "I love you and I'm very happy." It doesn't get better than that.
It doesn't. You know, we take those things for granted, but to be able to write an email, it's so freeing and it's so normal. It's normal, but you're now able to communicate with people. So now how do you have a computer lab?
We have a computer lab, yes. And of course, you know, there's the formal side of it, but then there's the informal. We have a tremendously dedicated staff. We have a staffing of over 700 people at New Hope, and every one of them are the most dedicated, caring, compassionate people you ever want to meet. And so it's just not necessarily about the program, but it's also about the time down together in the houses, in the residential environment, and spending time with people. It's just a one-on-one environment. But yet allowing the person to breathe. So there's this culture of learning and communication.
Yeah, but that's relationship.
It's all about relationship.
It's relationship. I mean, when you're saying that, you know, you're teaching, you have structured formal time, but then to be able to sit back and just have that relationship, go to the houses or whatever else, because that's what powers the ability for people to accept the skills that they're being taught. Because if I don't trust you, you could be trying to teach me anything you want, and it's not going to happen.
Yes.
You know, so if I trust you, if you're building the relationships between the people that you're working with, your consumers, and your staff, that's invaluable, because to start at that foundation.
Yes, and it's quite an art in building that relationship. And that relationship, even for many of our folks who are nonverbal or semi-verbal, it's that getting to understand the cues that the individuals put forth, reading them and understanding. Everyone communicates in a very different way. Our job is to understand it and then use that to help them establish their direction themselves.
Do you understand how you just turn things completely on its head, that it's your job to understand somebody? It's not somebody else's job to make you understand them.
Exactly.
So you're taking such a responsibility for your staff, that your staff is responsible for understanding. That's a huge thing. That is a really huge thing for your staff to understand that's their job. They can't they can't just sit back and wait for somebody to make themselves clear.
Yes, we're very 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 we work hard at recruiting the right people, and we have extensive training programs that take people through the entire process that I just described.
What types of positions, just some of the things you had spoken about, you have like probably therapists and DAHAP people, but so you have like 700 people is a very, very large employment. You must be one of the largest. Are you one of the largest employers in Sullivan County?
We are one of the largest in Sullivan County, yes.
And just to backtrack a minute, how many locations do you have?
We have one administration building, and we have approximately 40 residential settings. There's 11 on our campus in Lock Sheldrake, and the balance are in the community in the form of apartments or individual houses, condominiums.
Wow. Well, we're going to, before we go into talking about leisure services or agriculture, we're going to go to a break in this minute.
Don Bosco Prep is a Catholic college preparatory high school offering the highest level of scholastic curriculum, interscholastic varsity sports, and spiritual vitality and leadership training. Don Bosco's motto is empowering young men for life, and that is the one reason why it is the number one choice for parents who want the finest education for their boys. Open house for prospective students and families is Sunday, October 30th from 1 till 3 p.m. Call 201-327-8003 or visit Don Bosco Prep.
Warwick Press is your full-service digital print shop. When it has to look its best, trust Warwick Press with your business cards, newsletters, letterheads, event calendars, and more. They can gloss UV coat your project, do spiral and saddle stitch binding, and lamination, too. Let Warwick Press do your posters and banners, trade show graphics, and displays. Warwick Press, 33 South Street. All major credit cards accepted. Call 986-9846. That's 986-9846.
The Computer Guy will build it, install it, maintain it, upgrade it, and recycle all your outdated computer components. Let the top professionals with the hometown attitude take care of your technology needs. The Computer Guy, known for their integrity, customer service, and vast knowledge, will customize to your needs. Now with two locations, 14 West Street in Warwick and 22 Meadow Road in Florida. Call 877-889-8055. TheComputerGuy.pro.
LocalFlavor.com. Local Flavor. LocalFlavor.com. Local Flavor.
Excuse me. Are you saying LocalFlavor.com?
Oh, yeah. It's where I save big bucks on all kinds of things. Home improvement projects, dining out, family fun, electronics, jewelry, clothing. I even bought my wife a fancy spa package for half price.
Half price?
Yep, you know all the deals you find in Clipper Magazine.
I love Clipper Magazine.
Well, they're all on LocalFlavor.com, too. And you can get them right on your phone, thanks to LocalFlavor.com's mobile app. Here, take a look.
Well, this app is amazing. Look at all these restaurants, amusement parks, car washes, fitness centers. This is worth sharing about.
Exactly. LocalFlavor.com online, the Local Flavor mobile app, and Clipper Magazine together. It's like a triple play.
Do the cheer again. I'm in.
LocalFlavor.com. Local Flavor. Come on, everybody. LocalFlavor.com. Local Flavor. LocalFlavor.com. Local Flavor.
Orange County Tourism dares you to visit the Slaughterhouse and Morningwood Cemetery. Come every weekend now through October 30th in Tuxedo at the Forest of Fear. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Google Forest of Fear in Tuxedo for more information. Bring the kids to the Hudson Valley Kids Expo on October 22nd, featuring Peyton List, star of Disney's Bunt, with over 50 vendors, free activities, bounce houses, face painting, balloon animals, and more. It all takes place from 1 till 5 p.m. at the Goshen Sports Complex. For more information, visit gatehouselive.com. Have fun with the family at the Wicked Hollow Haunted Hayride the weekend of October 21st. There's haunted houses, psychics, and fortune tellers. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Located in Montgomery, call 845-457-2959 or visit orangetourism.org for more information.
You're just trying to be better. We're just trying to help. The John Tesh Radio Show.
Monday through Saturday starting at 3 p.m.
Tesh.com.
After a long day, we're here to keep you company with great soft rock and interesting information you can use on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ. Hello and welcome back. This is Lynn Allen Cione of the Orange County Chamber here on WTBQ. And our guests today are Jim Forbes, the Executive Director, and John Thomas, the Agricultural Leader of New Hope Community. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Sometimes I wish that we could, tape the discussions that we have during the break, because we had great tremendous stuff that you're out there in radio land that you'll be hearing about this organization, because some of the things that are being done, farming with people with disabilities, partnering with colleges, it's really creating a whole community and opening the community up to the diversity that's really within it. So it's really very exciting, everything that's going on there. But before we talk about agriculture, I just want to, you know, kind of go back a little bit to talk about some of the other things. We had spoken about the Living Arts Center and then the leisure program. So if you could just go through a couple more of the other services.
Sure. Well, we have what we call our WOW program, which is Without Walls. It's an opportunity on a daily basis for our individuals to go out into the community. Typical activities will be go to a museum, go to a computer shack, go to the library, become engaged, senior citizens. In other words, in and of the community. We just don't want to see our people in a community. We want to see them of the community. A very big distinction,
That is a huge distinction, because if they're of the community, they own the community, they belong
exactly
there, it's
right.
their community.
Exactly right. Sure.
So, and the community, just again, the community that you work in is Sullivan County, and what are some of the areas up there?
Liberty, Monticello, and various other towns within about a 30-mile area.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And just, again, just to go back for people who are just tuning in now, what is your demographic? Who are the people that you serve, age groups? And
we serve people generally out of high school. Mm-hmm. These are people who have come to us through the high school age-out program mm-hmm. or through the state agency, rebuilding the state mm-hmm. agencies and moving people out of the state agencies into agencies such as New Hope. Demographics are, we have people who have been with us since the day we opened. We have people ranging in age from 21 years of age up to 95.
Wow.
Yesterday I signed a birthday card to one of them who is 96 years old.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
How cool is that? Now, do you have to, for somebody to be part of New Hope Community, do they have to originally come from Sullivan County, or can they come from other areas?
They come from the state. It's a state.
So anywhere state in the funded, state?
Yes, state-funded okay. program. Once they qualify.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody's in Orange County and they're listening and they say, wow, you know, I have somebody in my family, you know, that I would like to, you know, maybe be part of this, or I would like to be part of this, that's okay. They don't have to be from Sullivan County.
Right. The front door to this mm-hmm. system is the Office of People with Developmental mm-hmm. Disabilities. Through the application process
sure.
there, they
okay.
are prioritized, and that's how they go out into the agencies.
Okay. Okay. So just to give that as background information. So you have, what else, other services? So you have family support services?
We have family support services mm-hmm. through our a grant that we have. This assists parents in understanding their child's intellectual or other developmental disabilities mm-hmm. and helps them make the connections or navigate the system. It's a very complex system. Anyone who has tried to place a loved one in the system. Mm-hmm. It is a very complex one, and we do offer those services to others through a grant that we have. We have Medicaid service coordination. This is another navigator type of position, ensuring that the services for the individual are coordinated, that they have access to all that mm-hmm. they're entitled to. We have a person-centered planning approach to the entire thing, engaging our individuals and their families in making them sure they understand what choices they
sure.
have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not the old practice of this is what you shall mm-hmm. do, this is what you shall do. We offer an array of choices.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. You know, I just wondered when you had spoken about family support services, one of the conversations that we've been that I was having the past couple of weeks with a number of people was, and I don't know if this is something that you're seeing, but aging parents who have a child with a disability, and they may be 40 or 50, maybe even 60 years old, and the parents now have to make plans for this child who's no longer, you know, like a child in age, but it's their child, and they have to make plans for this person, and the person may have been home the whole time, because not everybody always wanted to have their kid out of the house. Is that something that you're seeing?
Oh, absolutely. We have many people who come to us, mm-hmm. and we direct through the proper channels, who have actually that situation. You'll find a couple who have realize now they're in their 60s, they don't have the physical strength, they don't have the ability to take care of their loved one the way he or she should be. So they do come and apply to the state and then look at the various agencies.
Sure.
And we're there for them as best we can. We're fully occupied at the moment. All of our beds are taken. But we are always open to building new homes. Mm-hmm. We have new homes underway at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, it just sounds that the breadth of services that you offer, but also the way that you look at families and family units and people. I mean, it really sounds like a community.
It's not an agency.
It's a community. It's definitely a community.
It's an integrated. We see the families as a partner.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's well you should.
Exactly.
You know,
You see them as a partner.
So now, you have all of these programs, and then you have something that's very, very unusual mm-hmm. for an agency that works with people with disabilities, which is intriguing, is your agriculture component. So, John, if you want to talk about that, because I just find that to be in, I know you're chomping at the bit over there.
I am. I'm so excited to be here.
Because it's really such an unusual and interesting component of a program.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the farm has started just from last year. We went into talks with our local community college, which is Sullivan County Community College. They approached us last fall and asked us if we wanted to farm it there behind their college. And, of course, we said yes. And we had talks over the winter. And in April, we started putting the fencing in. And in May, I went full-time to be the acting head farmer there.
And how many acres is the farm?
It's a small parcel. It's 3 acres. We've designed it as a sustainable permaculture space. So we're permaculture is a concept of using nature's energy and using the surrounding sources to slow down nature and use those things before they go through the space. So, by example, through water. So we slow the water down, we catch the water, it goes down into the aquifers, but also when we slow it down, it's nutrient enriched and then flows down through the space through the garden beds and feed those garden beds.
I know. I'm about to say something because I'm from Long Island.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of farms down there. And then I lived in Brooklyn. So how do you slow the water down to make it all this nutrient rich? Yeah. I mean, it sounds really fascinating.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm thinking, okay, do you put it through leaves? What do you do to do that?
Yeah, you actually you're on the right track. We actually created landscaping or earthworks, which are on contour or on level. So basically little ditches. So if you're driving down the road and you see, it's raining and the water comes down the road, usually they put the ditches in so it flows away from the road and gets, and in that process, it also takes nutrients and fertilizers and stuff and eventually takes it to the ocean. So what we're doing is spinning that trench sideways and putting on level so the water comes down the hill and into that trench or ditch, and there's a little hill on the downhill side, and that's what slows it down.
I got it. So earlier you had said that also the farm is organic.
Yes.
Okay. And how hard is that? That's a difficult thing to be organic. Now, since you only started in May, you're not NOFA certified or anything.
We are not NOFA certified. I actually started in the greenhouse through the leisure program that you mentioned before 11 years ago, and we've been growing naturally. We can't say organic because we are not certified.
Sure.
But at the farm, we don't use any chemicals. We don't use any synthetic fertilizers, so we're just using compost, ground covers, mulch, to build the soil. It'll take probably 3 to 5 years to really kind of build that soil to be at full production.
Okay, so now how do you have the farm, and then how do you work with your consumers? Because that's the most important part of this whole equation.
Yeah. Actually, it's really interesting to use language. What the people that I work with, we call them people or individuals. So it's really important that I act as a teacher and a mentor, that I work side by side. I think when you're working with someone It's most important that you're actually doing the actions that need to be done, just like with the person that you're working with. So through example and through patience and understanding. So how we were including our community there is all the stuff that we talked about in developing the farm since May. It's been myself, but no subcontractors. It's been through volunteers, through people that live at New Hope, the staff from New Hope, the staff from the college, and also people like you and me just from the community that are interested in volunteering at the farm and also creating a space that's amazing, really.
Well, it sounds really amazing. And before we came on air, we were talking about how this and probably so many of the other services provide the soft skills. It's not just the agricultural learning. It's not just learning how to slow down water and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's the soft skills of learning how to work with people and learning a skill. And the agriculture program, is that open to anybody at New Hope, or is there a selection process? Does somebody just say, hey, this is what I want to do, and they come work with you?
It's absolutely like we were talking before about people's choices. Some people want to garden. Mm-hmm. Some people do want to farm. Some people have dreams of being, race car drivers, or, it could be anything. But some people really connect with the earth. Mm-hmm. I think it's great for people that want to have a connection with nature, and also where their food comes from, and what people kind of will see as we go along is the added value of the food that's coming out of New Hope and the produce that's coming out of New Hope.
We're going to talk about that when we come back from this break.
Years later, I can still savor the memories of aromas that wafted past my nose, making my mouth water and stomach growl as I watched my grandfather carve the focus of our feast around our Thanksgiving table. Hi, this is Keith Millspaugh of Millspaugh Furniture of Walden, Warwick, and Poughkeepsie. As the holidays approach, I think of my great-great-grandfather who crafted that dining table all by himself in 1860. Over 150 years later, his sturdy creation is still inspiring long-lasting family memories. Instead of buying imports and veneered particle board, Millspaugh Furniture offers you the option of solid wood, American-made home furniture, which is more likely to become the centerpieces of your family memories for generations too. Isn't it time to invest in non-disposable Millspaugh Furniture, where not only will you get years of use and comfort, but furniture which may share your family stories for generations? That's Millspaugh Furniture, inspiring long-lasting family memories and offering non-disposable furniture and mattresses since 1858.
Welcome aboard. On behalf of our captain and...
A travel day should be just like any other. Stewart International is close, hassle-free, and offers flights on Allegiant, American, Delta, and JetBlue.
Dental Arts of Orange County is the perfect blend of a spa with high-tech dentistry, all in one classic and stylish office right on Main Street in the Village of Florida. Choose Dental Arts of Orange County whether you are in need of regular dentistry, cosmetic dental options such as Invisalign to enhance your smile and your self-confidence, or you just want to turn back the hands or the face of time with cosmetic treatments such as Botox and Juvederm. Call now for a complimentary consultation, 651-4647. With over 26 years of experience and ongoing advanced training in technology, Dr. Batafalvi is the only dentist for you and your entire family for all your needs. The Spa and Dental Arts of Orange County is the place everyone is talking about for state-of-the-art advancements in both dentistry and cosmetic treatments. Call now for a complimentary consultation at 845-651-4647 and visit their offices at 14 North Main Street in the Village of Florida.
Danica Patrick, Nationwide Insurance member.
When you add vanishing deductible to your Nationwide Insurance policy, you can take $100 off your deductible for every year of safe driving until your deductible could vanish completely. Nationwide is on your side.
For more information, contact your local Nationwide representative, Anne Marie Moore Insurance, 13 Wheeler Avenue in Warwick. Call 986-9190. Anne Marie Moore Insurance, 13 Wheeler Avenue in Warwick. Nationwide is on your
side. Hey, it's your turn to speak up. I'm Zach Kruk, the host of Speak Up, where you voice your opinion on issues affecting us in our nation and in our community. Speak up and call in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
Stuffed cabbage. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the Radio. This five-ingredient meal is simple and simply delicious. You begin with the cabbage itself. Bring a large pot of water to a boil. Fine chop the core itself, the core leaves, I should say, and throw them into a mixing bowl. Add some garlic, some nice fresh sage, fennel seed. Add your sliced onion down into the mix. Toss this with olive oil, salt, and pepper. Then I line a baking dish with a little softened butter. Then you let your leaves just fall over the side here. A layer of your chopped cabbage. Top that with the raw sausage removed from the casing, and then separate the layers with more cabbage leaves. Throw it into a nice hot oven. For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. Monday, cashew chicken. From the kitchen table in NYC, I'm Rachel Ray.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Anti-Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years, from the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAM.
You know, time flies. I could practically tell my life story in t-shirts. I design them all online with custom ink. My travel softball team jersey, senior year homecoming hoodie, all my family vacations, even my wedding favors snuck in here. Guess I'm gonna need a bigger drawer.
Celebrate your next event with custom group shirts, apparel, and more from Custom Ink. Designing is fun and easy. For all of life's events, choose Custom Ink. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing today at CustomInk.com. WTBQ
weather. I have plenty of clouds this afternoon. Showers around with highs in the low 70s. Tonight, more showers, even a period of rain. It will be breezy late, lows around 50. Now for Saturday, mostly cloudy, windy, and cooler. Only 50 to 55 for a high. Wind gusts could reach 40 miles an hour, and we'll have scattered showers through the day. But it's dry for Sunday, partly sunny, still windy, in the upper 50s. From the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Mike Mihalik. WTBQ.
Hello and welcome back. This is Lynn Allen Sion of the Orange County Chamber, and today our guests are Jim Forbes and John Thomas of New Hope Community, and we're learning all about really an amazing program that you folks run up in Sullivan County for people with disabilities. Yep. And this is really astounding. I want to just get back to the agriculture component, because there seems to be two goals that are here. One is the actual, you know, the tangible goal of growing stuff.
Of course.
And let's talk about that goal. I mean, where you're planning with that. What is your goal for this farm?
I think between 3 and 5 years, our main goal is to be able to supply fresh produce to those 40 homes that are on campus mm-hmm. and off of campus.
So it'll be sustainable.
Yes.
So you're going to have a sustainable.
Absolutely.
And I see in my notes that it's to that you're going to create a CSA out of that.
Yes.
That's yeah. fabulous.
So within that, if we do have the mm-hmm. abundance to go to the community mm-hmm. with a CSA, so it would start with the employees of New Hope, mm-hmm. and then also the employees of the college and the professors and the students.
And the greater yeah, community.
The greater mm-hmm. community as well.
And that's amazing, because you're creating a sustainable environment for food. And then, so that's your tangible of what you want to do with the crops. But one of the things that you had said earlier, as far as with the people that you're working with, yeah. is this connection to the soil and knowing where their food comes from.
Absolutely.
Now, how important is that? I mean, that's important for everybody to know.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a heightened need for the people that you work with to know that, to be a little bit more, to be more connected?
I think so. Therapeutic value mm-hmm. From being outside, from feeling the sun on your skin, from the wind in your hair, is
just so beneficial for anybody, especially someone that is maybe has chemical sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
So pure food that have low chemical count that has not been used, where we grow the food without using any kind of chemicals or synthetic fertilizers.
So, but and they've got ownership over that now. So they're seeing the cycle that they grow it, they yep. eat it, it's good for them.
Yep.
And I would think that it would probably also help it, because it helps anybody. Yep. You learn to eat healthy. You know, this is my food. This is what I do, and to take care of something. So now you have ownership. You're nurturing something,
yes.
which is always very important.
And it takes us into the homes as well, as John was saying. We have a full-time certified nutritionist on staff, and we're building a culture of farm to table.
Oh, wow.
So that when the food arrives at the home,
mm-hmm.
there's been instructions on how to prepare it. John sends menus with it. In our homes, our individuals principally do the cooking where they can.
Really?
And our nutritionist helps pick the menus, helps decide the menus with them. It's their choices, mm-hmm. choices, but we offer healthy choices. And this farm-to-table is part of that.
Absolutely.
That is so cool.
Isn't it cool?
That is really cool.
And also a lot of people don't know how to prepare like Swiss chard or collard greens or, you know, certain kinds of squashes to make it, you know, something delicious and something that looks great and tastes great.
So you're going to tell us?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. Well, Swiss
like now.
Right. Dude, Swiss chard with a little olive oil, a little bit of garlic and a little salt and pepper, and just saute it.
Saute it?
Yeah.
Don't steam it?
You can steam it also. I like it sauteed.
Cut out the stalks?
Yes, always. Yeah. And then just slice it sideways. Uh-huh.
There's a little recipe tip there,
yep.
courtesy of New Hope.
Really quick.
So what else do you do with the agriculture? How is that? Is that something that because I mean that sounds like something that's very unusual
mm-hmm.
for you know, organizations that are working with people with disabilities, that are providing any kind of rehab or anything like that, to have an agricultural component to that and integrate it so closely into the programming of the agency. Is that something that you find to be unusual? Is what you're doing very different?
Amongst the agencies that we work with,
mm-hmm.
yes, it is new. There is... Amongst all of the agencies, we're always looking for new and creative
sure.
ways to bring out that GPS
right.
In our individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one we found. It was a natural collaboration. We had a conversation with the college, and they were interested in doing something. We were certainly interested in doing something. So the commonality was the land
mm-hmm.
and proximity to each other.
So now what does the college do with this? What is their responsibilities other than the land with this?
Well, they actually support us with everyday operations. There is water that was piped to the farm as well.
Okay. All right.
We worked with them hand in hand, putting in a high tunnel, which is very similar to a greenhouse. So we got a grant through the USDA to put in a 40x60 greenhouse. So that was completed this summer also. And that was mostly through the college and through cooperation with New Hope.
And it interfaces with their culinary arts program.
Yeah.
Part of the products that come off of the farm go into the culinary arts project, and the students are learning cooking and chefing and whatever else is in the program. And, of course, that engages the professors and engages their mm-hmm. students to engage with our folks. It's a win-win all around.
Yeah, absolutely it is. It definitely sounds like, so you have this great resource of a community college
mm-hmm.
right there with you, and now their students are benefiting. The people you work with are benefiting, your employees are benefiting, and then ultimately the entire community is benefiting.
Absolutely. The community will become even a greater part of our farm project.
I think that's a wonderful thing. So now we spoke about the farm-to-table cooperative. And do you plan on expanding this? I mean, what are your plans? You know, I know you said that to have more product, but as far as expanding the 3 acres, do you have other plans for that?
There are possibilities of us expanding. There's two plots that are kind of right next to the existing farm, but for, I think, between the first 3 and 5 years, those 3 acres will be, enough for us to enough space and mm-hmm. enough to work on to create enough food for our 40 homes.
Yeah. Okay, and I know during the break we spoke about this, but we didn't speak about this on air. What about animals?
Yes. Well, we've started. We do have animals on campus. We have a therapeutic horse riding facility, and also we just introduced a small flock of chickens to the farm. So someone actually has a job in the mornings and evenings to take care of those chickens. So they let them out in the morning, water, feed, mm-hmm. Clean the cage, and also do the same thing at night. So you have to have the doors closed, or of course, something might happen to the chickens.
Right.
So that's
right.
Someone's job, which I think Shana shows a lot as well.
Oh, it does. It's a lot of responsibility to mm-hmm. be able to do that because, you know, chickens are vulnerable.
Yeah.
So to have somebody, you know, want to do that and to have somebody in their internal GPS mm-hmm. to say, I want to be responsible for the chickens, that takes a lot of responsibility and leadership skill to want to take that on.
And we were also talking about the connection with nature. I mean, it goes as far as, you know, the soil and you know, the environment, but also with living things and living mm-hmm. creatures. And the benefits are so, you know, amazing for people with disabilities or people in general mm-hmm. to be around farm animals mm-hmm. and be around crops that they would, or a seed, you know.
It's normal.
Yeah.
You know, that's such a normalizing experience.
Yeah.
And it's so foundational. I mean, it's just so, I don't want to say primal in the negative sense. It's primal to us as human beings to be in touch with our soil and
that's
the
correct.
Earth. You know, it's the same that, you know, many times people go to the ocean and there's this like call in their soul to that. And it's the same thing with farming mm-hmm. and being close to the soil. And we're going to come back with our last break. We'll be right back.
Sugarloaf Performing Arts Center, the premier venue for your next event. Have you dreamed of having your wedding on a world-class stage, or just got engaged, or celebrating a birthday? Think Sugarloaf. Host your next show, event, party, business meeting, conference, or expo in the heart of Orange County. Free parking for over 300 cars, capacity for up to 680 people, and easy access to all performance spaces. To schedule a tour of the facility, call 845-610-5900, sugarloafpac.org.
Orange County Tourism dares you to visit the Slaughterhouse and Morningwood Cemetery. Come every weekend now through October 30th in Tuxedo at the Forest of Fear. Be afraid. Be very afraid. Google Forest of Fear in Tuxedo for more information. Bring the kids to the Hudson Valley Kids Expo on October 22nd, featuring Peyton List, star of Disney's Bunt, with over 50 vendors, free activities, bounce houses, face painting, balloon animals, and more. It all takes place from 1 till 5 p.m. at the Goshen Sports Complex. For more information, visit gatehouselive.com. Have fun with the family at the Wicked Hollow Haunted Hayride the weekend of October 21st. There's haunted houses, psychics, and fortune tellers. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Located in Montgomery, call 845-457-2959 or visit orangetourism.org for more information.
Comfort Inn and Suites is conveniently located near I-84 and Route 17 and gives you easy access to the area's top attractions, shops, restaurants, and airports. Comfort Inn and Suites offers meeting, banquet, conference, and event spaces. Sleeping rooms and event space include free breakfast. Call 845-637-2476 or visit them at 20 Hatfield Lane in Goshen, New York.
The Fitzula family has opened a unique gift shop with more than 15,000 collectibles and limited edition pieces. Visit Fitzula's gift shop, 140 Windermere Avenue in Greenwood Lake, or order from the comfort of your home via the internet at fitzulas.com. Quality, first-class customer service. Fitzula's is the place to choose presents and gifts for every occasion, birthday, anniversary, say thank you, or I love you. Call 845-595-1550.
Hi, I'm Mark Trissino, Director of Marketing for Crystal Run Health and the host of The Road to Transformation. Tune in every Tuesday at noon as we discuss health and doing good for our communities. Join me every Tuesday at noon on The Road to Transformation, right here on WTBQ.
WTBQ.
Hello and welcome back. On our last segment, this is Lynn Allen Cione of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and today our guests are Jim Forbes and John Thomas of New Hope Community, and we've been discussing some very interesting programs that you both that are offered by New Hope to help the people that you work with get their internal GPS tuned up and working, and how you do that. And I love that terminology. I really do. But in addition to, so you have 700 employees, and how many people do you work with?
About 250.
Okay. So that's a very good staff ratio.
Yes, it is.
So what other programs? You know, you mentioned some of them, but I know during the break we said that there were a number of others that we wanted to make sure that people understood.
Certainly. Thanks, Lynn. We have a supported employment program wherein it assists people in helping our individuals gain acceptance into the greater community while encouraging them to be productive members in the workforce. And they have an ability to earn money as well. Mm-hmm. So there's a little bit of financial help,
sure.
A little bit of financial independency. And that's of value to, of course, everybody. We have 61 individuals presently in that program.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited about that.
As well, it should be.
And then we have what we call enclaves. They're a small group of our individuals, about 3 to 5 of them, who work in a community-based local industry with training, supervision, quality assurance, and ongoing supports to help them. Mm-hmm. It is a new experience, and this is something that, again, is additive to their life in so many ways. We have individuals working at the Elks Lodge, working with a job coach, performing various activities there. We have mobile work crews, landscaping, and things of that nature, jobs of that nature. And again, we have people working at our local temple, Shalom, and the Rock Hill Ambulance Corps.
Really?
Grass cutting, cleanup, and all of this with job coaches. And the job coaches are important. They not only help, they don't direct activities.
Right.
Again, as John with the farm, it's instructive. It's helping them mm-hmm. find and develop and use their skill sets. We have our residential services. These are our people live in homes, as we described before. And their homes, their families, they have individual bedrooms. They have kitchens, community areas. They have their private space. They have their public space. And they also have the opportunity not only just to fraternize and socialize with each other, but have their private time to connect with family and friends and their computers and whatever they enjoy. Our staffs are there, fully accessible to our medical and clinical staffs and other support staffs. They're just wonderful people. Mm-hmm. They're there to meet the needs in a very person-centered way. So we're very excited about our homes, and we're looking forward to building more of them. And so,
when you said the term homes, you didn't say houses.
No, they're homes. You know? They're homes. Mm-hmm. The way we look at it at New Hope is the 700 of us who work there, we are guests on their property. When we work in or go into their home, it's their home. It is not ours. It's theirs, and we're there to offer support. And we think that's a very important distinction.
I think it's more than an important distinction. It's the flipping of what we consider to be reality in a normative type of transactional relationship. Many times that we have with there's a service being provided. There's the provider, and then there's the receiver. And to be able to say, no, it's my responsibility to understand you, and I am the guest in your home, that's really a bit of a paradigm shift and a bit of a sea change as far as understanding how we work together as a
Absolutely.
Community, regardless of who we are. It's really very transformational to be able to look at it that way mm-hmm. and understand where your place is in the economy of that community. So I think that the people that you work with are really blessed to have people who understand that and are giving that level of respect and concern to them and understand that you know we're all on an equal playing field, and mm-hmm. that's really really huge. So I applaud you for that, you know, because that's That's very refreshing.
Many of our wonderfully dedicated staff embrace a number of our individuals in their own family life, in their homes. Mm-hmm. This time of the year, we'll find many of our individuals going to staff homes for Thanksgiving, or for Christmas, or the holidays, Jewish holidays, whatever the case may be. So it's a total embracing of the human being.
Okay, so you've rendered me speechless. I don't really, as Rich knows, very rarely am I without words, and he's saying that's true, because it's really such a difference of from so much that we see and so much that we know, to be able to work with people, just to work with people that way. But say somebody wants to volunteer. Somebody says, "Oh, you know, this is great. This is resonating with me. I really want to be able to give back. I want to help. I want to help you do this." Are there opportunities?
Sure, they can volunteer by applying online through our website. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we will be having a new website coming out in the next couple of months. I think people will really love it. It's been a lot of great work, a lot of labor of love going into it, telling the story. Certainly, they can call the our human resources department, and that number is 845-434-E300, and just start the process there with a phone call.
And then say somebody says, "Hey, you know, I'd love to help, but I don't have enough time. I can't get up there. Are there other ways for them to help?"
We'll certainly find ways.
Do you have a foundation?
We do have a foundation. And by the way, we have many volunteers, including our board of directors. Mm-hmm. We have committees that people can involve. If someone cannot make it every day, they don't have to. You can be on certain committees that may be available at the time. Try to be very accommodating, because we know it's a gift from the community to volunteer. On the donation side, we do have a foundation, and it's a wonderful resource for us. It's made up of a volunteer board and volunteers, and the foundation, through their fundraising activities, helps provide some of the things that we cannot get reimbursed by the state mm-hmm. for. In some cases, the farm. I mean, the farm is a perfect way mm-hmm. To express your interest in what we're doing. We recently had a case, which is something that the insurance companies and the state would not reimburse for. A woman who is one of our individuals was in a nursing home facility and couldn't come back to her home at New Hope unless she had a ramp. The foundation helped support building this mm-hmm. ramp for her. So it does many, many generous activities, and we need funding for that. And we would welcome donations towards the farm. John was talking about a tractor. We have a shelter for our equipment that we need to build, the places to wash the vegetables and the fruits. And all of that can go through our foundation and can be reached the same way. I'll put a little plug in here for Donna Fisher. She would be very willing to speak to you about our what we're doing. Again, she can be reached on our telephone at 845-434-8300. And our address is 5 New Hope Community Drive in Lock Sheldrake, New York, P.O. Box 289. So we would appreciate if anybody would be interested in helping us support any of our activities. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're about to run out of time. See, I told you it went fast, right?
Wow.
So it did. And so I want to thank you for being here. I just have one thing I wanted to say quickly about the chamber, because we have on Tuesday the 25th at the chamber from 8 to 10, we have a seminar on retirement planning options for myself and my employees. It's presented by the professionals from Walden Savings Bank. And it is very important, if you have a business and you need to know how to help your employees structure their retirement, please come. We'll be providing breakfast free of charge. And that's Tuesday, October 25th from 8 to 10 at the Chamber, the seminar on retirement planning options for myself and my employees. There's a lot going on at the Chamber, 457-9700. The music is starting, which means that my time today is done. And I'll see you next Friday here on WTBQ.
Thank you, Lynn.